Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Craig.
Nate Craig, welcome to the show.
I almost wanted to chant Dumb People Town with you, but I didn't want to overstep. Dumb People Town. Edit that back in.
No, you're edited. Yeah,
we're edited in. You sound great. You are one of our favorite guests. You are one of the few people who have repeated. We're lucky to have you on. You have a new comedy special, which is out and available.
Also still supposed to teach me how to play hockey, but you know what? Let's get to the positive things.
I'll do all of that. Yeah. I'll do all of the above.
We'll get to talking about all I can say is we've been on the road with Nate Craig, certainly before this pandemic, and this special reflects some of the material that we have gotten to see.
It is so strong. It is so good.
Preferred customer, correct?
We'll talk about it. Not right now.
Customer, all things comedy. We'll get to it eventually.
After the break, we'll get to it. But one of my favorite things is your analysis of stupid behavior. We've talked about it at length.
I have much experience.
You have much experience. We have all done stupid things, but I think it's time we break down a story, the four of us together. You ready, Nate?
Fire.
Let's do it.
This was sent in by Jason Bullitt. Funny that you said fire. Bullitt. At IBJB. That is EYEBEEJAYBEE.
IBJB
from okay. Jason Bullitt.
It's a beba doobie.
He sent me this story just like all of you can. If you're listening to my voice, go hashtag dumppeopletown at Daniel Van Kirk,
right.
Only on Twitter. This comes from News 10 in New York, Latham, New York. Mm-hmm. Cahoes, that's a place, I guess.
Cahoes, just outside of Latham. It is Cabros before Cahoes.
Cahoes before Cobros.
Cobros.
Right.
Cahoes man arrested after reportedly robbing Dunkin' Donuts multiple times. Like, I don't know if it's seasonal for him.
It's like the pumpkin spice latte. Maybe comes back every fall.
Maybe it's passed down through generations.
I get loving Dunkin'.
So there was a while where I thought Dunkin' was spelled D-U-N-C-A-N.
It was like his name is Dunkin', like Dunkin' Trestle.
The guy from the Fox show Rock. Wasn't his name something Dunkin'?
Timothy? Charles Dutton.
Yeah, Charles Dutton. It's not Dunkin', it's a Dutton.
Because we did a bit on Cheap Seats where we were talking about, it was, okay, this is the ridiculous thing about Cheap Seats. This is how deeply we went into one thing. There was a
thing of like dune buggies driving up over rocks and the dumb graphics on the show. It was like driving up the side of like a mountain.
A boulder
on rocks. And they said, okay, now they were going to meet the competitors and they called it Rock Talk.
And which we, said, our joke.
This reminds us of our old radio call-in talk show, TV and public access talk show we used to have in the 90s called Rock Talk.
And then we cut to like a black curtain and Jason and I, we don't smoke. We're both smoking cigarettes even though.
We're like, hi, welcome to Rock Talk. You're on. And someone's like, yeah.
I just want to know the differences between igneous and sedimentary.
Nope, like, sorry, that's rocks.
Wrong, that's wrong, rocks yeah. talk.
Wrong,
that's not us. And our Rock Talk was about just a talk show about the police comedy
rock.
With Charles Dutton. Rock.
Yeah, I just wanted to know what you guys thought the best Rush album was.
No, that's actually
classic Rock Talk. That's a different thing.
But thank you for the call. Thank you. Next caller.
Yeah, just quick question about Dwayne Johnson.
No.
Is it Johnson or Johnston?
No, that's a different.
That's the Rock Talk.
We are not.
Yeah, I just wanted to know which member of the classic American familiar structure was the centerpiece of maybe the most stable member of an American family?
Yeah, that is the rock.
Who is the rock and redeemer?
I'm just calling in to talk about investment firms. I've heard a lot about Prudential.
Nope, that's the different rock, but anyway. There's a Bob Seger song. Nope, that's like a rock talk, and we're not.
The lines are full on that show.
Guys, the lines are all lit up. It's just our frustration smoking in this thing. But I'm going to say I love Dunkin', and I will say this about Dunkin' Donuts. I get why you'd want to rip that place off. Now, I don't want anyone to rip it off, but I'm just saying it's
what do you go to? What do you like there?
My kids, who have been like crazy during this whole pandemic, that I said to them one morning, I was like, all right, get in the car. We're going to Dunkin' Donuts. And it literally cost me $8. I bought my children's happiness for 2 days. One trip to Dunkin' Donuts, 2 days of happiness. That's unparalleled.
The last time I lived in Chicago, I would get off the train at Merchandise Mart, then walk through the Merchandise Mart to the company that I worked for. It was a website company that like runs the site for Pizza Hut.
Dan, you have done more jobs. Dan's like, I worked for a website company that ran the site for pizza. Then I worked in loss prevention in Marshall.
I was a federal agent. I was a grave digger. I worked at a tanning salon. I worked at the Cubby Bear across from Wrigley.
When I was an elephant trainer in Taiwan.
I was a character. I escorted characters at Universal Studios.
Dan.
When I did promotions at the Taj Mahal. I ran bar mitzvahs at the Taj Mahal.
That's unbelievable. Crazy.
But I would walk through the Merchandise Mart, and every morning I would stop and get a croissant breakfast sandwich, and I could not figure out why I was not losing weight.
A croissant sandwich. They are.
But in Chicago, you're like, that's. I didn't eat too bad. I had nothing.
I just had one croissant sandwich.
Yeah, nothing fried. I'm like, I'm trying. I just had
a stick of butter and a loaf of bread.
Yeah, I'm Chicago trying.
I got an apple fritter the last time I was in there, and I was like,
it's 2,000 calories. Yeah, but those are Chicago calories.
Chicago calories. They just pop out.
Oh, I remember when I was Chicago good looking.
All right, Dan, come on.
You don't know. Nate knows.
Look at you, right? I know you're a piece of ass in front of me right now.
But I used to be able to just be Chicago good looking. And that was a much happier life.
That took no work.
It took some work. You had to go with the croissant.
The only work it took, it's like Dan, to look good in Chicago means you just have to say yes whenever you want. To look good in LA means you got to say no all the time.
To look good in Chicago means that every once in a while you take the stairs. Am I wrong, Nate? That's people like, I took the stairs today. I'm trying to lose weight. Like, I think I worked off half a croissant.
Yeah. your mustache goatee combo is a fucking three-piece suit in Chicago.
It is brilliant.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
All right. So here we go. Yes. So he ripped it off multiple times.
Now, it says Cahos, man. But then in the article, it says Colony police have arrested Austin Lopez of Cahos, a lot of great names over here. Just in this part of Latham.
Figure out where everybody's from.
For reportedly robbing a Dunkin' store multiple times in the month of March.
Jeez.
Colony police say that they took a report from a Dunkin' store located at 890 Loudon Road.
He went in like a lion and came out like a fat lamb.
That's
March.
That how many burglaries had reportedly taken place in the month of March from one person.
Nate, what do you
think? Nate, you are our guest. You can go first. You can go Tig. You can go third.
How many times
do you think this Cahos bro hit the Dunkin' in the month of March?
I mean, I have questions. I can put a number on it, but I have questions. What constitutes a robbery in Cahos? Are we talking about like did he rob five donuts or are we going into the register for this?
Right. That's a great question.
Also, is Colony? And I don't want to do this to you, Dan, but is Colony spelled colony?
Dude, it's C-O-L-O-N-I-E.
That's not colony.
That's not colony.
Also, I'm wondering how many people are like, it's Cahos. It's not Cahos. It's Cahos.
Yes.
It could be Colony. I don't even know.
There's nothing that people like more than telling you for mispronouncing their
town. I love when people yell at me for saying a proper noun wrong that I've never seen or heard.
That's
like they're like deeply offended. Like, how did you not know that word you've never seen before is said like this?
Dan, there are so many French names of streets in St. Louis that are
purposely mispronounced by St. Louis. And so
we grew up in
you guys grew up in Creve Coeur,
which should be Creve Coeur.
How about Gravois? What do you think that is?
Say, spell it again.
Gravois. How do you pronounce it?
That's French.
Gravois.
Gravois. What do you think it should be?
Gravios.
Nope. It's called Gravois.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Gravois.
That's an F you to the French.
That is just...
Do you remember in Tremors when the Asian shop owner tries to name the monster Graboids?
Well, they were doing it.
I call them Graboids. And he's like sending in his picture to the paper. Graboids.
How many times did he hit this place? However you made it. You know, it might be stealing donuts. It might be grabbing this. You never know.
I say he hit it. He can't hit it more than 3 times.
Okay. Jay, what do you think? 5 times. Okay. I think he did it 13 times.
13 times?
Yep.
Jeez. How many did you say, month? Jay?
Five.
And you said 3, right? Yeah. We will find out right after this short break.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Nate Craig with us.
We do.
You have an amazing new special. I know people right now are locked into their houses or they're around a lot. They are looking for new entertainment. Please tell them how they can find your new special, support you on this, and we will tell you all these people ahead of time that preferred customer, it will blow you away. All Things Comedy.
Preferred customer, you can find it at allthingscomedy.com or the All Things Comedy YouTube channel. It's ridiculous. Taped it at Dynasty Typewriter right here in Los Angeles.
Looks great, by the way. Looks amazing.
Thank you. I wore a suit and everything.
You look great.
You know, it was fun. The crowd was awesome. It's ridiculous and dumb, but there's also some political bits that I feel like screaming from the roof of my house these days.
I mean,
so it's... I try to check all the boxes.
You know what I love, and this is what we really got to kind of enjoy getting to work, you know, weeks with you and whatnot, is that there's so much in your bits and you take your time. I would show people your special who want to get into comedy and say, this is where you need to get to, where you understand that your bit is good. You're not going to press the audience like you're screaming at them to a point where they can't, you're trying to beat the bit into them. Mm-hmm. And you have an amazing way, I will say, after I'm thinking about your sets in Cleveland, where you make it seem like you are coming up with the idea on the spot. You are finding the words as you say them. And
it's good acting.
It's just great. The crowd loved it. And we got to follow you every night. There's a great moment where when you follow someone who's great and you bring them with you on the road, and Nate, I will say you are great and this set is great, where we stand in the back and we're like, shit, we can't follow this. Then we walk on stage and the first things we do, start to do really, really well. And we realize not only can we follow it, we are lucky to follow it because he just set the table for the rest of our set in the same style of comedy that we like. He just challenged the audience in certain ways. He went with a, you know, smart and edgy and subversive set. It all sets us up perfectly.
Was it exactly what you wanted it to be after you filmed? You obviously filmed it probably a couple of times, right?
No, as one set. I mean, I was only going to tape an album, and then it was only the week of that the theater was like, hey, we're rigged to shoot if you want. And so that was kind of pretty right up close to the taping. So, but yeah, I was like, all right, well then the one thing I wouldn't do again is because it was only one set.
Yeah.
I made the crowd had to sit there for like 75 minutes. So I could get all my bits in, but I would, you know, that's the advantage of doing two shows and you can piece it together and stuff. You guys know.
Yeah. I think that's fine. 75 minutes is that funny.
That's not that long.
And can people they can buy the album, correct?
You can buy the album. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's in this day and age, the traffic on something, and that, you know, I'm all set up on all streaming, all your preferred streaming sources. So if you know, if you make sure you want to support comedians, click on their links and comment and like and post and subscribe, just like you do to these guys, and enjoy it, maybe occasionally watch a commercial. That's how stuff gets monetized on YouTube.
And you've been breaking up little pieces and putting them on your Instagram, which I've noticed and love. So if anyone wants to get a flavor for what it is, follow Nate Craig.
Nate Craig Live.
Nate Craig Live on Instagram. Nate Craig Live on TikTok. Boys. Yay. And
Graboids.
And Hype Man on Twitter. Yeah. All things, all, All Things Comedy chopped up a bunch of clips, and so I've
they did a great job. I love that they're putting it on their thing too, because their thing gets a lot of traffic too. So anyway,
much
success, man. All right, so when we ended this thing, where were we at?
How many times do you think
this guy
Austin Lopez from Cohoes, Colony Police in Latham, New York?
Yep.
How many times he hit it? Nate said three.
If Nancy Lopez is Nalo, is this guy Allo?
Allo. Yeah,
so that's awesome. So he said three, you said five. I said 13.
Okay. I can't believe they would let... I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. The amount of times that he hit up Duncan, robbed them of money.
Robbed them.
In the month of March.
Is...
Seven times.
Wow. I was closest. More than both of you. Jay's closest.
It's like twice a week.
But here's the thing. That's this March, correct?
Yes.
So this is like I'm assuming all those things didn't happen at the beginning of March. They probably happened over the course of March.
Right.
So now, as you get towards the end of March, I'm assuming there's lower traffic at the Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know. Maybe not.
There's still people at Dunkin'.
The crimes were committed on
There's still cops at Dunkin' Donuts. I don't want to shop and stereotype, but what is happening? Where is Barney Fife? What?
Where is just one person to go? Knock that off. Yeah. Hey, come on. You were in here 2 days ago. Stop it.
Cut that out.
Yeah.
Larry, is that you? I mean, it's the classic scenario. Like,
if I'm working there, by the fifth time, I'm like, do you just want a job?
Because
you come in here more than I do.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Listen, while you're here...
You know they'll give you money for just being here.
While you steal those donut holes, just finish up some of my side work. Just sweep up in the corner. Take this mop into the men's room. Rearrange the coffee lids.
Here's the breakdown. The crimes were committed on March 12th, 15th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 22nd, and 23rd.
He started at half the month, so he could have gotten to 13.
He went 12th and 15th every other day. Yeah. And then he hit it 3 days in a row, took 2 days off, and then hit it two more days in a row.
He hit
five out of 6 days.
Hit it and wouldn't quit it. How are they not catching him is what I'm saying.
Because they're not trying.
They're not trying.
That's how good business is for Duncan on the East Coast.
They're like,
a loss leader. It's fine.
Whatever. On the East Coast, man.
So he only got arrested at the end of all
this. Yes.
Post seven.
Yes.
Seven. Okay. After the spree. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me seven times, shame on Duncan.
fool me 13 times.
Shame on
the
Randy.
Crimes committed seven times in March were by the same person based on recovered surveillance footage. Mm-hmm. Police say Lopez used a key to enter after closing and used a register code to steal the money.
So
Guess who used to work at Donut?
He used to work at Duncan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, this man, do you have that? If you check out, you got to give me that key. Oh man. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to get it to you next
week. Also, but the fourth time, don't you just pay somebody $200 to sleep in the store that night?
Or stop,
we're going to pay you $200. Just stay here all night. See
or
what
clean
happens.
Out the register.
Or put razor blades in the register.
Yeah, or money.
The good news is that he has nothing to worry about with the other employees. Like, they clearly hate Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah,
they hate working at Dunkin' Donuts. They're like, I'm not getting involved with this shit. He keeps entering his own fucking employee code. There's a paper trail. I'll put it with the receipts.
This would be a really funny runner in Clerks. No, he comes in and steals every couple of days. You do anything about it? I'm not even supposed to be here.
Yeah. Damn, what do I care? True. It's not my place.
Right. They reported.
What's his name?
Austin Lopez.
Austin Lopez.
Austin Lopez. Just put that on Austin's tab.
He's going
to. The reported total taken during the burglaries, how much money to the closest $100 do you think?
Nate's excited.
He got. And you can go, I will tell you, you can go in halves. So you can go. I would say do
150.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. All right.
Do 51, 152, 250. Just put it in half.
How much did he take?
Over seven times at Duncan.
$800.
Okay, $800.
Jay, what do you think?
$450. $450 from Jason Sklar.
$550.
All right. The total money taken. Seven times robbing Duncan. Couldn't be easier. You had the key and the code.
Yep.
The amount of money he got for seven robberies is
$564. Oh, jeez. I was right there.
That's not even $100 a robbery.
Nope. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
If you break it out to hours, money
seven
per
nights
hours.
Of work for $580
a shot.
Police used a list of past employees and compared it to the surveillance video to identify the suspect. That sounds pretty easy.
Uh-huh.
On March 24th, police say patrol officer Javier Martinez and Kyle Keene, not Keenane, mm-hmm. stayed inside the store after closing with members of the investigation division. They put everybody. I guess you robbed seven times. They're going to all come down on you. And conducted a surveillance operation of the suspect and the business. They said they followed him.
I mean, what do they say when he comes in? And they let him get in, let him get in the register, and then he's literally closing up the register, and they're just like, hey, buddy.
That's literally it.
Or what? There has to be some.
You want a fritter?
There has to be some. Dan, I like you want a fritter, but there has to be some donut pun, donut related. Mm-hmm. You know?
Austin, there's a lot of holes in your strategy.
There you go.
You got a glazed look in your eye, Austin. You
powdered handed.
You just got
Austin,
creamed.
Maybe sprinkle out some of these robberies over a couple months.
You got depth.
This case is glazed. Right. So police followed him from the Dunkin' at 8:20 p.m. He was seen entering the store. Police said he had been fired from Dunkin' store in February, but kept a key and was familiar with the register code. We'll do one more fun one before we get out of here on this. How old do you think Austin Lopez is? Mm. And that'll do it for this mini
How old
Friday
do you think
episode
he is?
Of Mr. Nick Craig, our preferred
Austin guest. Austin Lopez is... He is... 17 years old.
17 years
Jay, how old is he? I was going young too. 21.
21.
I want to slide right in between you and say 19.
19. Austin Lopez. The man who...
broke in seven times.
Seven times.
Kept the key.
Yeah, maybe get the key back, right? Yeah.
Right.
You fire somebody?
Yeah.
We have that key?
Or change the key. Change the lock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn it. I just realized I'm wrong. I don't think they're giving a key to a minor. Damn it. All right. Go ahead.
I haven't said it. Do you want to change?
You can change it. That's actually really good. Go ahead. Change it because I'm going to change too.
Well, then I don't know if it's his key or if he stole the key. Yeah, that could have been the first robbery. He stole the key.
Sure.
I'll stick with my first answer. Okay.
I'm
going to
switch my, what'd you say? 21. I'll say 26.
Okay. Austin Lopez is 22 years old.
Felt it. All right. Yeah. He definitely, Austin, considered himself a preferred customer, but there is only one preferred customer you guys have to check out, and that's Nate Craig. His special on All Things Comedy, allthingscomedy.com. You can listen to it if you're listening. If you're walking around and you just want to hear great stand-up, I'm sure you can get it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get your...
And I always say this, no matter where you live, when comedy comes back, the best comics that you like, hit up the clubs in your area on social media and tell them to bring those comics there, because that really
absolutely
matters.
Dude. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And do him a favor, watch the special. You'll thank us for recommending it to you, and you know, subscribe to his YouTube channel, give it a positive comment. Hey, look, we as comics, we read these comments. They fuel us. If you like one particular bit, tell us what you dig. This is a great way to support comedy. Like I love it when my friends give me great recommendations. We're handing it to you on a silver platter right now. Nate Craig, preferred customer. We're the Sklar Brothers. He's Daniel Van Kirk. Oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Sklar Brothers, a podcast. A podcast network.